7:21 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in our studio is Northfield's Director of Community Education, Erin Bailey. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We've invited you to on because you've had some expansions in one particular area. I mean, you're in charge of a large amount of things, but we want to talk about the community school that has been really expanded upon this year. First of all, what is community school?
Sure. So community school is out-of-school programming, both in the after-school and evenings, that has been taking place at Greenville Park Elementary for the last, this will be the start of the ninth year. We started that 8 years ago with a grant. We were a 21st Century Community Learning Center grant, which is federal funding. And it allows us to provide free out-of-school time programming after school Monday through Thursday, and then transportation home from that. And for those who want to stay or come back, then we have routed transportation back in the evening. And in the evening, we actually have programming for pre-K through adults. And so evening programming looks, there's Zumba for adults, there's health and nutrition classes for kids, there's gym activities, there's arts and crafts, there's 3D doodler clubs, the Riverbend Nature Center comes in, and then we provide some routed transportation to and from in the evening as well.
All right, you really got me with the 3D doodling there. And you, my question would be, you know, who is this for? But you kind of answered that. It's really people of all ages, from preschool all the way up.
It truly is. After school is really designated for the elementary children in that building because they are walking essentially from school into this program. And so after school is designated for the children that attend that elementary school. But in the evening, it is through pre-K through adults. We have lots of family activities that people can do as their family or they can do with other important adults in their life. And you can also move among the schools. So as you mentioned, our expansion this year is that we have now started as of yesterday, a community school programming both after school and evening at Spring Creek Elementary and at Bridgewater Elementary.
Now, will these be for all ages as they are at Greenville?
Yes. So community school programming, the theory of a full-service community school is it really should serve what that population is. And so it's not identical programming at all three schools. It's very similar, but it's not identical because one school community might have identified a need or a want that a different school didn't. But all three elementaries have the after-school programming that's free for the students in that building. And then, as I mentioned, they all have pre-K through adult programming in the evening, and students can attend any of those school sites. So Monday night is programming at Spring Creek. Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, it's at Greenville Park. And Wednesday evenings, it's at Bridgewater.
How many people do you have involved with this? Both, I guess, as a staff, you know, who staffs it? Is it the regular teachers and such? Or is it staffed by additional personnel?
Those are great questions. So a little bit of everything. So we certainly have we have a community school coordinator at each building that oversees the large scale programming that takes place. Teachers and educational assistants are certainly involved in programming. We have other staff that we hire, whether they be college age, late high school, that provide, you know, assistance with helping with children. And then we have a lot of college work study students that are in this program too. I will also say we are looking for more staff in these programs as well. So if this is, if you enjoy working with children and in a setting that is enjoyable for the children being that they are choosing to participate in the activities, please check out the district website under employment or certainly give the community education office a call and we'd be happy to connect you.
Let's talk about the place that they go to. You know, just a few years ago, we built a new Greenville Park Elementary School. So community education has taken over the old school there. How big a role has that played in the community education as a whole?
All of us being located in one building has made incredible differences. I have talked about during the pandemic, as like every business, there was staffing trouble, whether people weren't feeling well or changes in their life circumstances. And so really, truly having all of us in one building has made it possible to staff appropriately throughout the pandemic and really allow us to grow or I think in some areas learn how we might do things differently in that sense coming out of that.
Let's talk about the funding for this program. Is this just out of the general budget? Where does the where did the dollars come from?
That's a great question too. So for the Greenville Park Elementary Community School site, we have 3 more years of funding from a 21st Century Community Learning Center grant, which is federal funds awarded to the state and then awarded to communities as they apply. And then both for Spring Creek's Community School site and Bridgewater, the district was awarded American Rescue Plan funds with that were designated a certain percentage had to be used towards out-of-school time programming. So the district made the choice to use those funds to expand these community school sites, really at the ask of both staff and families in Spring Creek and Bridgewater Elementary, many who were familiar with what was available at Greenville Park and really wanting to see the same opportunities offered in their elementary schools.
As the program grows and ages, is that funding going to be available in the future? Where is that going to come from?
So at this point, we have 2 years of funding through those American Rescue Plan funds. So that would be this current school year and all of next school year. And truly, the legislature has really put a lot of dollars lately into full service community schools as a way to improve outcomes throughout the school day as well, seeing that these full service community schools not only address academics, social emotional skills, but are also supporting children and families in their health needs, their dental needs. We do run dental clinics at these sites and other health-related services. And so though there have already been grants available, so our hope is that we'll be able to show strong data, strong interest by families in those buildings, and that we will be a good candidate for additional funding down the road.
Erin Bailey is with us. She is the director of Northfield's Community Education Department, and we're talking about the expansion of some of the community education programs that she has. And Erin, I got to tell you, when you talk about the full service school and serving a wider variety of the population, or more of the population than just what would be traditionally the school age kids, I didn't know that all these things are available. And if you look through the flyer that people get in the mail each, spring and fall or several times a year?
Yeah, 3 times a year.
3 times a year. There is so much programming that is available for people of all ages and really with about any kind of interest that you could imagine. There's something there for them.
Yes, I will say we are in the process already, because we're always a season or so ahead, in the process of putting together our winter spring brochure right now, which is really exciting. And I will say, while that brochure is great, the community school information has, because it is more of a targeted those elementary mm-hmm. schools, that has really just gone home with families in those schools. So families at those schools have received information from the community school coordinator. We did large mailings to every family in that school building in August, and then they receive information both in children's backpacks and via email or talking points.
All right. Check the kids' backpacks. Yes. once again, Erin Bailey is with us. Let's talk about the response you've had so far. Has it been... You'd mentioned that people have been asking for it. You can lead them to water. Can you make them drink? Are they partaking in all this, participating?
Great question. So community school programming started yesterday. But here's what I can tell you. So compared to some of the programming we had, free out-of-school time programming last year, Spring Creek had 3 times the number of students at their programming yesterday after school, and a large number of... They're the only site that ran last night, so the rest of them will all start mm-hmm. running this week. But they had great attendance last night, a full building. Really, really exciting to see. Bridgewater has doubled the numbers of out-of-school, after-school program participants that they had last year. So far, our expansion sites have really seen a boom in attendance. I will say, pre-pandemic, if you had walked into Greenville Park on a Tuesday or Thursday evening, we were averaging 125 people in that building for programming on those nights.
And you're doing double and triple that now?
So we're at the... I will say Greenville hasn't quite come back to kind of pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic, sure.
We had 125. We averaged that night. So some mm-hmm. nights we had more. So we haven't quite reached that. It will be interesting to see if we return to those numbers this school year. But so far at the expansion sites of Spring Creek and Bridgewater, really good numbers in this first week.
Good to hear. Erin, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the expansion of community school or just the EdenRec in general?
Well, like I said, if you would like to be part of this program, whether as a volunteer or as a paid position, please check out the district website and or give the community education office a call. And then watch for our winter spring brochure coming out in early December.
Sounds good. Erin, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Erin Bailey from Northfield's Community Education Department.